This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليتدبروا آياته وليتذكروا.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My brothers and sisters, there are a lot of lessons to be learned from the story of the Prophet Ibrahim. Abraham, may peace be upon him. When we reconnect with revelation, we see Allah Almighty Himself has repeated many stories in the Quran of the previous prophets. Every time He mentions a story, the idea is for us to learn from it. The idea is for us to take lesson from it. And Ibrahim alayhi salam, there are so many aspects of his life that are covered in the Quran, in revelation, for us to see. I'd like to highlight today something very important from Surah Maryam, where Allah Almighty makes mention of a discussion between two people. Ibrahim alayhi salam, young boy, watched his father carving the idols, selling them. He watched his father worship the idols. He watched his father do so many things. It didn't sit well with him. He felt always that there is something wrong. And so he started looking around. He started seeing the stars. He said, well, this is better than what my father does. He looked at the moon. He looked at so many other factors. And considering what is the right thing, he never worshipped anyone or anything besides Allah. He was only considering these things, searching for the truth. From this we learn that if we would like to achieve happiness, contentment, we should always be in search of the truth. Don't sit back, relax, and be satisfied when you know deep down there is a question. Deep down there is something that is making you think perhaps something's wrong here. Let me see, let me verify, let me listen. Don't be scared to listen. Revelation will have the response. My brothers and sisters, he comes to his father and he wants to address this father of his. But he looks at his father and he decides he wants to address him in the most beautiful way. He disagrees with him very strongly. He doesn't swear, he doesn't yell, he doesn't scream, he doesn't abuse, no disrespect, nothing of that nature. But he wants to talk to his father. So he decides, I'm going to tell him, I'm going to be straight to the point. He says, Ya Abati, oh my dear father. Look at the beautiful language that he is using. He says, oh my dear father. Wow. Imagine addressing a father who has threatened you, he has warned you, he has tried to harm you as a result of you not wanting to worship what he's worshiping. And that would happen. Many times people suffer persecution as a result of them turning away from the religion of their forefathers or their families. If the family is not happy, they would definitely make life difficult for such a person. But take it in your stride. It's a price worth paying. Indeed, it's worth paying. You lose a few people, but you don't lose the Almighty who made you. So to worship Allah alone is something that is priceless. It is something we can never substitute with anything. We will not sell it. We will not compromise it. We worship Allah and Allah alone. We connect with Allah, the maker, the giver of absolutely everything. The one who sent us this revelation that we are speaking about. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah Almighty says, إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِي لِمَ تَعْبُدُ مَا لَا يَسْمَعُ وَلَا يُبُصِّرُ وَلَا يُغْنِي عَنْكَ شَيْئًا. Oh my father, why are you worshipping that which cannot hear you, cannot see you, and cannot help you, cannot avail you in any way? It can't do a thing for you. And here you are worshipping it. You are rendering yourself, your acts of worship for this thing you made with your own hands. So Allah Almighty speaks of this. But the point here is the respect with which he addresses his father. The Quran also explains how he hatched a plan to explain to his father physically through experiment that these things cannot help. He decided to break these idols, and at the same time, when they came back and told him who did this, and they knew deep down that this was Ibrahim, he said, well, ask them, if only they can speak. And they knew that these stones cannot speak. So his question to them was, well, why are you worshipping them? Have you noticed he didn't scream, he didn't yell, he didn't swear, but he was right, totally correct. He engaged them. He wanted to convince them. He prayed for them. He tried hard with them. He prayed for them to the degree that he was so compassionate. Allah Almighty reminded him to say, hang on, your prayers can only go to a certain point. May Allah Almighty bless all of us and our fathers and grant us good guidance all the time. So that's a lesson that I feel is extremely important. We will never be able to achieve goodness and come out of the difficulty and hardship by using harsh words. Every prophet, every single prophet has been speaking to his people who were against him with such good words, with so much of respect. There was never disrespect there. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, no matter what they did, he was always respectful. He didn't swear them. He didn't yell at them. He didn't abuse them. The same applies to all the others. So today's lesson was from Ibrahim alayhi salam and how he spoke to his father. And what we learn from that is amazing. May Allah Almighty grant us the ability to use our tongues in the correct way. Before I move on to the next point, I want to add that this was a discussion about how Ibrahim, who was a prophet, may peace be upon him, spoke to his father, who was really astray and very far astray. With us, we are not prophets, and we speak to those who are not as bad in such a harsh way. At times we insult them, we abuse them, we swear at them, and so on. Let's change that. If we really have reconnected with revelation, we would change our lives. Watch the way you speak to your spouse, to your parents, to your children, to your siblings, to your relatives, to those who work with you or for you. We've said this many times, but it's a reminder that keeps coming because Allah Almighty has kept contentment, happiness, and success in following His instruction. What does He want you to do? He wants you to respect others. He wants you to ensure that you have offered them respect even in disagreement. And this is why we say, I respectfully differ. What that means is, I don't agree with you at all, but I'm not going to disrespect you. May Allah Almighty grant us goodness. And then if we look at Surah Maryam, towards the end, Allah Almighty speaks of people. People who thought they were a big deal. People who had more than you and I. People who had a lot of wealth, a lot of authority. People who had so much. And Allah Almighty says, do you know how many of them we've destroyed? They're no longer in existence. The last verse of the Surah Maryam, Allah says, do you hear them? Do you even hear a sound from them now? The Pharaoh, who was a great tyrant, and all the others who had so much, they amassed so much of wealth. Do you hear them at all? Even a breath? Or even just a small sound? Nothing. So Allah Almighty is addressing us to say, oh man, don't become haughty. People who had more than you have already returned to Allah. So no matter what you have, you're also going to return to Allah. Allah Almighty says in verse number 74, وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنْ قَرْنٍ هُمْ أَحْسَنُ أَثَاثًا وَرِئِيًا. We have destroyed many before them who were better than them. They had more belongings than them. They had much more than them. And much more than you. May Allah Almighty grant us a lesson. And at the end, Allah Almighty asks the same question, or makes the same statement, actually. He says, هَلْ تُحِسُّ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَوْ تَسْمَعُ لَهُمْ رِكْزًا. Can you feel any one of their presence? Or do you even hear from them the slightest of sounds? The answer is no. So abstain from haughtiness. Humble yourself to Allah. Be respectful when addressing others. May Allah grant us goodness. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَصَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ.
كتاب أنزلناه إليك مبارك ليدبروا آياته وليتذكروا.